Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on The Big Show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Well, it's The Big Show. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to greatlakesdragway.com.
Pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show, the 5 o'clock hour, 105.7 FM, The Fan, and 105.7FMTheFan.com, and the freeradio.com app that now has a new rewind feature. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or maybe you just want to listen to the entire show. Like, I know Gary loves listening to the Chuck and Winkler program in the morning.
One of my favorite morning shows. Well, not one of.
I like you said one of.
It is my favorite morning show.
It's one of mine, too.
I wake up every morning and listen to those guys every morning. I mean, they don't realize that. But I do. I mean, I'm up, probably about 5:30.
Oh, my gosh. I'm up at 6:30.
Yeah, I'm up about 5:35. Then every once in a while, I hit that thing, you know, to about like 5:45 maybe.
The thing is called a snooze.
Snooze.
Yeah.
How many alarms do you need?
Huh?
How many alarms do you
get
need?
The button, man.
All
seniors get up early.
I used to have three alarms.
No, I only have one alarm.
So you don't have one like 10 minutes later, one 10 minutes
like,
later.
Like different ones?
Yeah.
Just hit the snooze.
No, just hit the snooze on your
phone. I used to have like three of them.
You know, I don't have a, you know what I got to get? I don't have a clock in my house.
You don't need a clock.
You have a cell phone.
You got a phone.
Right.
Welcome to 2019.
Right. I don't have a clock in my house.
You don't need one.
You do have one on your box.
No. You do have a clock on your box.
No, I don't have one on my box.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Your Spectrum box has to have a clock.
Spectrum box do not have a clock.
I don't
Leroy,
believe it.
Does that Spectrum box that we have up there have a clock on it?
Nope.
Yeah. That ain't the one we got, though. Maybe you don't got the one I got.
Maybe I don't got the one you got.
It's a normal box that had the time on
maybe
it.
You got a chance. Maybe
no, but I got a new box, though.
Yeah, he's got the older box.
Yeah, I got
they don't
a
like
box,
Leroy
bro.
As much as they like you guys.
Yeah,
he's got that new box, bro.
Yeah, I got the new box, cuz.
When y'all got this box?
Oh, like five years ago? Six years ago?
They don't even make them. That's ancient, man. You got that. I've seen his box before. He just ain't paying no attention. He's sleepy.
No, I got a
you
new box.
You wake up like one eye.
I got a new box, Leroy.
It got the time right there on it.
There ain't no time
on it. Stop for Great Lakes Dragway to pick a lane.
We are picking a lane. We try to pick the stupid lane. And we all in it. Talk about it.
Well, now you
we
put
up.
Yourself in it. But I'm just saying, I don't have a clock.
Oh, I ain't supposed to say
that. Is that not normal?
I apologize to y'all three.
I don't think it's that audience. I don't think it's that crazy. No, but I'm also 25.
Your phone,
so,
man.
Yeah.
Do your phone.
So about 5:30. So back to Chuck and Winkler.
I'm not even.
This is Chuck and Winkler, right?
Legitimately, though. But
yeah, about 5:35, 5:45, I get up and I turn those jokers on, right?
I mean, realistically, though, older people probably should have clocks on the walls just to remind them what time it is. Throughout the course,
you don't need
it.
To be on the wall.
Why?
You need
so
to be right next to your
bed. 3:30, they'll be all right.
No, I gotta eat my cottage cheese. I don't want it on the wall. I just want it.
Wants to buy like his nightstand.
Yeah.
Like an alarm clock.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'll give you my Bucks one. I got a Bucks alarm clock in my office.
Hang on you.
Is it digital?
No, it like rings.
No, it's got to be digital.
See, you can't tell the arm. You don't know what time it is.
You don't know how to read a clock?
I got a watch on, Cub. I ain't trying to do arms at like 4, 3 o'clock in the morning, man. Look at all. Hold up. Does it glow in the dark?
You went to Wisconsin, too.
Well, no, does it glow in the dark?
Right. This is so embarrassing.
No. This isn't the Florida State guy.
Does it glow in the dark?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't need it. Billy, if it don't glow in the dark, I don't. What?
Okay, what do you mean? You want something that is illuminated at night?
Yeah,
you can see it in
that'll
your,
keep you up at night.
Yeah, that's in your dark in your
you
dark room.
Completely dark.
No, I like the TV on.
Yeah, you do. I slept with you before.
Yeah,
what?
I like the TV
what?
On.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the TV on. I can't sleep.
I like noise going on too.
You know what I mean? I slept with him, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It ain't all right, Leroy. We shared a room together.
What's
that's right.
This guy shared a night together.
Yeah.
Shared a night together.
Yeah, we shared a night
together. Hey, man, I don't tell nobody who to sleep with.
This guy right here.
Harry, I like a lot of
the
noise.
The hairiest guy you ever want to meet.
I ain't got no hair.
No, that's you.
You.
That is you.
You.
I've never shared a room with you. Shared a house with you before.
Yeah.
You are the hairiest human being.
He's so hairy, he always shows us that he's shaved. I ain't got no hair nowhere.
Man,
that was about the hot button. Yeah, oh, it's like, I heard it. Yeah. I heard the
hot button. I have no hair anywhere.
Yeah, this joke is so hairy.
Well, that's done purposefully.
Hair brings odor.
I smell good, Leroy.
Yeah, I shave under my arm too. I stink really bad, and I don't have much hair on me.
Shave the hair on your arm. It'll cut down on your odor.
I take a shower every day, almost.
How are we talking?
Why would you skip a day? Who does that?
I do every once in a while.
You're not supposed to do that because you're a sweater.
I may skip a day on Saturday.
Maybe. That's disgusting because you go to Wisconsin games. So you leave the Wisconsin game and drive all the way home.
No, I mean, I take one before I go. But I'm just saying, like, if I don't go anywhere.
If he's just vegging out for a Sunday,
man, I'm not going anywhere, I probably won't take one Saturday morning. If I'm staying home all day, I won't take a shower. Honestly,
I can't do that.
That's disgusting.
Are you serious?
No, I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys need a shower to wake up in them?
You have to scratch. Every man scratches.
Mm. No, I'm with Gary on that one. Mm-hmm. If I'm not doing anything, no. Chilling.
So if you stay home,
I stay home all day Saturday, I won't take one.
Mm-mm. I might not even put on
drawers. And you could just go to sleep.
Yeah, what do you mean go to sleep? I mean, I'm laying on the couch. Yeah, why?
So you got to unwind, take a nice shower to unwind.
You take a shower at night?
Yes.
Oh, I did last night.
Had to sleep fresh.
I was trying to help
before
my
you go
neck,
to bed.
But I got pelted with a baseball.
Though. Do you take a shower in the morning?
Of course.
Steve and you take one at night.
Yes.
I'm not doing
all that.
I have activities at night. You got to wake up and get clean.
What activities you got at night?
I'm a married man, so.
Yeah, he cooks, he cleans.
Well, you ought to keep saying you're married. I know you're married.
But that's probably a messy cook.
That's what I'm saying. That once a month, I got to be clean.
Oh, so you do a shower at night once a month?
No, you didn't get what I was saying.
Yeah,
I shower every night, 2 days.
Aren't you in the newlywed stage? You should be at once a month already.
No, one time, cause
dude, that's
I'm all right with it too.
Huh?
Sorry,
I don't want it no more.
You found
a
hub button.
No, whatever, man.
I don't. Man.
Oh, I stock him up
once a month.
Once a month, newlywed.
A little bit.
Dude, you are newlywed, man.
But. It's not that important anymore.
Not that important.
No.
Huh?
I'm not. Y'all boys creep,
we
man.
We thought we were boys.
I like to enjoy my wife. I'm
this
not trying
went
to
sideways. Just go to a break before you keep talking.
Man. I like to enjoy
just stop,
her.
Man. Stop.
I've done all that in the past, man. I've done everything.
Yeah, you're talking
every category.
Well,
now I can enjoy my life.
Well, you should cheat your wife.
What about her, though?
Right.
What's about you? Whenever she ready, cuz.
What's about you for?
Da-da-da-da. Choose.
Yeah.
Whenever it's ready. But not me. I can wait. I'm good.
Yeah, don't cheat her because you don't did everything.
No, I won't. I know. Because she's 10 years younger than me, so I'll be ready.
Huh?
I'm just saying it's not a requirement, man. I'm not.
What you mean it's not a requirement?
It's not like a prerequisite.
Like some guys, it requires them. They don't get it. They'll go cheat. I'm not like that.
Well, you've never been like that.
I don't put no pressure on that.
Yeah, you'll never be like that, Roy.
Well, don't read my book. Dude.
You got old, Roy.
Yeah, you never
charged up like you guys. I'm a normal guy.
Charged up. What are you talking about?
It's just old.
What's that supposed to mean?
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm good.
He doesn't have the energy anymore.
No, that's not it.
He wants to go to sleep at night.
I'm ready whenever.
No. He got that mentality, cuz.
No,
it doesn't sound like it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, that mentality got
sounds like you're a little sleepy at night.
No, hey man,
do you quit drinking kitty cocktails?
I don't drink soda no more. Period. I drink number water, cuz.
Yeah, you know his soda intake is not what it used to be.
No, I'm down.
Congratulations, good for you.
In the middle of the road, going down.
Good for you.
In Green Bay,
that's too bad.
Well, that wasn't soda. That was them Shirley Temples.
Yeah, what it got? Yeah. Half of it's Sprite.
Yeah, that's right. It has got Sprite.
Yeah, a little Sprite in it. Yeah,
you drink five or six at one time,
and it with five, six sugar packets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying to myself, because I was a little mad with him. I was. I'm going to go ahead and tell the truth now. I was mad with him when I watched him do all that.
Dragway Pigalanus.
I was mad. I'm watching
jealous.
Him. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of my hottest joker.
Envious.
Having Sprite, 6-7-8 sugar packets. And I'm diabetic and he ain't. How the hell that happened?
I feel like the same
joke. Oh, God, so mad. This boy here, man.
God is good.
We got to feed it. And Gary just looks at me like, how on earth does this dude not eat insulin?
This dude not be diabetic. You kidding me, Lord?
And we got Steve over here who eats Skittles. He's got them chilling all over the place. Lord knows I eat enough sugar.
I've got a bag of Skittles and a Mountain Dew right now, Gary.
The life ain't right. But you know I'm blessed, though. I can't complain.
Yeah, don't complain, though, because we got a good life.
Hey, God is good, Leroy.
God is good. God is good. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Let's bring it back home.
John Young would say the same thing.
Come on, John Young.
And no doubt about it. Young Express, a company that just continues to grow.
Shaking his head somewhere.
It's National Bosses Day. Happy Bosses Day.
Well, if he's not listening, he's grasping his chest right now, wondering why.
Grabber.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock hour, and you all are talking about Leroy's blue chews.
Keyword truck. Bluechew.com, cuz. I'll tell you that right now, cuz. Ellie, you need
to walk. I gotta tell you, I gotta walk out of the studio, man.
It's
y'all
like Chuck passing blue chews out, like, you know.
No, oh, he's
like,
not.
It's like the Halloween candy.
He's not a dealer, allegedly. Stop that. Keyword Chuck.
No,
Chuck saving lives out here, man. He's saving lives.
Your mind.
Saving lives. Saving relationships.
Guys, bless your minds.
John Young, man. On, man.
Oh, now you want me to talk about John Young. Oh, yeah, okay.
Why, should I read about the beer instead?
Blue Chew and beer, that might work.
That would make a lot more sense at this point, Billy. I think that's a good idea. Go ahead.
Okay.
Talk about being in the bop.
Right. I'll talk about drinking in the bop, guys. Bofording wants you to drink in the bop this football season with myself, Bofording Bill. Enjoy a crisp, clean finish. We were enjoying a few of the crisp pilsners last night after we got drummed in softball 20-5, and it all washed it down just the same. Maybe it would have been good to have a couple of smooth triple ales with the 8% alcohol by volume. Would have helped me forget about the ridiculous play I had in the field. But any one of the three Bofording beers in the lineup, you're going to enjoy what all natural ingredients do to a beer. They give you the crisp, clean finish with all the full flavor you want. Test it out today at Total Wine & More, Sendix Fine Foods, also at Consumer Beverage, or just go and try out a tap. Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, the Nomad, or Sport Club. And whenever you're having a Bofording and drinking in the BOF this football season, let me know at Bill Schmidt Radio, and I might just come out and have a Bofording on you. Let's all go natural.
On?
Yeah, on you.
With you.
No, on you.
You mean you want them to pay for you?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty self-explanatory.
But if you're Bofording Bill, don't you buy for them?
No. Not until I get that Radio Supermax. Well, let's go all natural and drink in the BOF this football season. Wendy's Big Show. That got wild. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app.
I think I would suggest to Mandela to delete that from the podcast.
I already saved it for the best stuff.
That's probably a good idea. That was good stuff.
Figure out how to stop the rewind on the radio.com app so our boss doesn't hear it.
That's a great new feature.
And then we're all set.
How'd you do that?
Huh?
That's a great new feature.
It
Why
is,
would you
but
do that?
I don't want him to rewind and hear that last segment.
No. You should. You absolutely should.
You
should
want
use
our
the
boss
new...
to rewind?
Yeah, it's National Bosses Day. He'll enjoy that. Then he'll be like, wow. Happens for me more than a future Hall of Famer? Wow. Good stuff.
Well, he might think, yeah.
New rewind feature on the radio.com. If you missed anything, a big interview.
You need that rewind
Leroy
feature.
Butler during the last segment. We all going nuts. You want to make sure you check that. It's easy to navigate. You can pause and rewind any length of a segment you choose and take a listen to the entire show from the last 24 hours. You catch anything you've missed on The Fan thanks to the new rewind feature on the radio.com app. Mm-hmm. Also starting up, guys, Monday live at 5 is what The Fan is. It starts with Ryan Horvat, the new Chuck and Winkler pregame show with my man Ryan Horvat. Yes, Ryan Horvat.
I call him not how you pronounce it.
It is pronounced Ryan Horvat. That's
we told him when
stunning.
He first started.
It's not Ryan Horvat.
We told him when he started here.
Ryan Rogers.
We told him when he started here he should have changed that last name for the radio and changed it to something else.
He did it,
but he didn't.
On a
do some. He wanted to be like his uncle or something, right?
Yeah, his uncle. Yeah, I think it was his uncle, his granddad. Yeah.
That's all right.
That's all right, though. It works. People know his name as he gets more and more famous.
Yeah, they actually pronounce it right, which is crazy.
Yeah, Ryan.
Stunning.
When it becomes Rogers. The Ryan Horvath Morning Show on The Fan, then everybody will know it.
Soon enough.
Does Chuck have a nickname for him yet? I mean, Chuck normally.
He just pronounces everyone's name wrong.
No, I called him Horvy.
Is there Horvy? Did Chuck give him Horvy?
I don't know if he does.
I don't know if that's the thing, but his name is Ryan Horvath. Crazy thing.
His name is Ryan Rogers.
I get that. And it would work out. He could be Ryan
or
Aaron
Rodgers
campaign manager.
He will come after you.
He will. Yes. Yes, he does. Yes. He loves his boy. That's for sure. And I love my boy too. That's Ryan Horvath.
I'm a big Ryan
Braun. Live at 5.
So it's all good.
Your boy Ryan Braun might have some new talent around him. Brewers announcing today that Hernan Perez will no longer be with the organization. They outrighted him to Triple A San Antonio. And he has declined. He will go and be a free agent this year. Understandably so. Mm-hmm. He should want to go play somewhere that they'll actually allow him to play and start and not
he can play
sit
every position.
For 40-some games like he did this year.
Yeah, he can play every position.
I don't blame him one bit. Mikey is in Knoxville, Tennessee. This should be fun. Mikey, you're on The Fan. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane.
Hey, guys. I wanted to jump in on the Ramsey trade and leave you with a question based on their strategy and how it kind of compares to the Packers.
Come on, Will.
I agree. I heard you guys talking before the break. I think they overpaid. It's not surprising because the Rams have been aggressive, and obviously they got to the game you want to get to last year. But I don't see them as any bigger of a threat to at least Green Bay for this season than they were before Ramsey came in. I think for us, you know, you keep playing ball, control your own destiny. And really, I don't want to go to Seattle or New Orleans. Those are probably the two places I want to avoid in the playoffs. If we have to go to L.A., I think we have a better chance to win. With that said, I know you touched on a little bit of receiver talk. For us, I mean, I like Devontae Parker. I don't know a ton about him, but I do not want to give up a one or two for an A.J. Green or Emmanuel Sanders, both of which tend to be injury-prone. I'd rather keep those picks, let Gutekunst continue to develop, or something to think about is, you know, if a quarterback falls to you in this next draft, that's a decision that's going to have to be made. And lastly, just for the big show to discuss, I saw Albert Breer. I think he's one of the insiders.
Mm-hmm. NFL Network, yep.
He tweeted, and this is completely opposite of Green Bay's philosophy and strategy. He said the Rams have given up their last 5 first-round picks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're the goodie.
Goff in 2017, I think they traded to Tennessee and they picked Goff.
Yep.
And then they traded the one for Brandon Cooks. Mm-hmm. Which, has that paid off?
No.
Yeah, no, not really. Actually, Mikey, appreciate it, man. Appreciate you listening down there in Knoxville.
Two for Ramsey this year and next, obviously.
Yep, appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. So they traded in 2016, they draft Jared Goff. They were the 14th team in the NFL draft.
Yep.
They trade up to go to number one to select Jared Goff. They paid a historic price. They paid 2 first-round picks, a second in that year. I believe it was a fourth as well. Mm-hmm. And then they got a fourth and a seventh round back in that same draft.
And they made him the highest paid in the league.
This just past summer.
Yeah.
Can you play it real quick, just to look the Rams part, Lombardi or no?
Oh, with Michael Lombardi?
Yeah.
Sure.
Here it is.
Here it is. At some point, it'll
fire. Look, the Rams don't have any depth either. You know, when they sign Ramsey to whatever extension they're going to sign him to, right?
Yeah,
they're going to have Ramsey, Brandon Cooks, Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, and Aaron Donald. They're going to have 5 guys that are going to make all the money. You can't win. The Rams have no depth on their team. They're horrible in the offensive line. They have no backup left tackle. When Whitworth retires next year, he could retire in the middle of this season. They don't have anybody who could play left tackle. They have no prospects of anybody behind Gurley right now. I mean, and they're stuck with his contract. So you could go down this way. You can win all the press conferences you want to win, right? They're going to win the press conference. But football's a marathon. It's a game of depth. It's a game of attrition, and you've got to be standing at the end the healthiest that you can be. Then that ain't going to be the Rams, and that ain't going to be because you're trading away your picks. The draft is how you build your team. Now, look, this year's draft is always benefits your next year's team.
And that is how you do it. Mm-hmm. You can always win right away, and the team that gets the superstar player wins the trade right away. Like when the Bears go and trade for Khalil Mack, they win that trade. When you get your guy that you believe is your franchise quarterback, it doesn't matter that you give up two first-round picks, 2 seconds, and a third. You got the guy that you believe is your franchise player for that year. But when you're giving away a first-round pick for a year and a half of Dante Fowler Jr., then you can be making a mistake.
But that's going for it, though.
That's
correct. Yes, it's going for 2 years. And I'm telling you.
All they need is one ring to justify all this.
But is it going for it when you're not able to fill out your roster with other dudes that are legitimate veterans in the league?
Well, see, you got to do a lot of one-year contracts. You got to do what Ted Thompson has done, draft and development. But you go back to what the Lakers did. We wanted Anthony Davis. You can have whatever you want in our cupboard. Sure. Get it. Because this fan base supports that. This fan base is starving. The Laker fan base is starving for a championship. Not only that, they're starving to be relevant.
Yes, and that's exactly what the Rams
are
doing.
They're willing to go on this ride.
They're trying to do anything to be relevant that their own stadium isn't sold out to opposing fans.
Yeah.
Because there's too much to do in Los Angeles. Well, if I'm gonna spend my weekend money, and I mean, you guys can speak to this a little bit more. You guys are maybe a little more cultured than me. You've lived in warm climates. Mm-hmm. If I go to Los Angeles and I have, you know, $400 that I'm going
to
spend on the weekend,
you can
get
a Snicker bar with that.
I can go to the beach. I can go to a couple of different nice clubs. I can go to a couple of nice bars, hang out. I can be in bed by 9.
There's a lot of things.
Or
you can do.
I can go to the UCLA game. I can go to the USC game. Yeah. I can go to the Rams game. Yeah. I can go to the Chargers game. There's too many options for me to be obsolete, so I do need to bring in the shiny new toy and pay the first round pick.
Or you can be in a movie.
They
got to
sell
too.
Tickets.
Yeah, but I don't think this
is
about.
The market size supports it.
I don't think this is about selling tickets. I just think this is Les Snead saying, we're going to win a Super Bowl. And this is what this is about. We have this window right now. I got my future.
They just got their ass kicked at home. They're not winning a Super Bowl over the 49ers.
Hey.
This guy beat up on their home turf.
And the 49ers did it through the draft.
Hold on.
And free agents.
Hold on, Mark.
Hold on. They just got beat up.
Hold on.
They just got beat up.
Playoffs aren't tomorrow. Playoffs aren't for several weeks.
They may not
weeks.
Make it the way the Rams
playoffs,
are playing. They may not make it.
Playoffs aren't for several weeks. I have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. And if you think they're done, I bet you they're not. I bet you they're going to go get themselves another cornerback before the trade deadline to pair opposite of Ramsey. It'll be somebody for like a fourth round or third round pick. Some vet that's been around. Like a Tremont Williams guy. Somebody like that. Some older guy coming to play opposite Ramsey.
And you think
they got to leave already
He's on IR.
You're going to a Super Bowl with Tremont Williams as your number two corner. You're not going to the Super Bowl with Tremont Williams is your number two corner at 38 years old.
But you got to remember, if Ramsey's as good as everybody thinks, they don't got to worry about that side. So they can roll and some older veteran cornerback on the other side. That's what they're doing. I don't know.
Good as last year.
They're not. Not right
they
now.
Like I said, Jameis Winston and Tampa Bay put up 54 points. I mean, I know Wade Phillips is a guy. They want him around. They like the system, whatever. When somebody put up 54 points, you're not going to beat a lot of people. You're just not.
Jameis Winston put up 54 points.
That's what I said. I just don't.
Like Patrick Mahomes came in and dogged you for 50.
Right. Evans had a career.
The dude that you didn't even know was going to get another contract.
You guys are killing me.
I mean, this is a team in the Super Bowl. And I don't know if the coach can withstand this. I mean, how many years?
Who? McVay?
McVay, yeah.
Oh, he's
going to
be there for a minute.
Yeah, he's got tenure. Yeah.
Well, listen, if he
does. The problem is, though, Leroy, now, it's like what, is it Lombardi?
Mm-hmm. Michael Lombardi, our radio.com sports NFL said, insider.
Because they don't have any of these picks. They can't get any depth. Mm-mm. He's got to be lock and step with the general manager on completing his team.
They will
have to be.
So if it is, he's good.
Like Les Snead as general manager.
Yeah, so I'm just saying he's good.
Yep.
Well, you swinging for the fences, you got to have a bat. And right now they got to just doing it with their hands. It better work.
Yeah, this stuff better work if you're the LA Rams. But
that's how fleeting it is.
But they're going to get Clay Matthews back. Now, how long he'll be healthy after that, I don't know. But they're going to get him back eventually from that jaw injury.
The broken jaw. I thought that was only like a made-up Madden injury that randomly they say, your star running back broke his jaw. He's out for the rest of the season.
That's how fleeting it is, right? You know, that may have been their only chance.
I like that word.
The best thing they need to do is trade Aaron Donald, trade Gurley, and get some draft picks back.
Well, they could get him back. Well, you know who I would trade?
Who's trading for Gurley, though?
Would trade Gurley if I could, but nobody's taking Gurley's damaged goods.
Yeah, that's crazy. And not even 2 years ago, we were talking about him being the most dominant player in this league.
They could
he was
the Aaron most dominant Donald weapon.
Isn't that crazy how first round picks. And that can happen. Isn't that crazy how that can happen where a guy just fall off? Now, he's still better than most running backs in the league. I'm not saying he's
100%.
Not. 100%. But you can't run him like you used to.
But if I can only give him the football 10 times a game, 12 times a game.
And just think about it. When he was at Georgia, they had like 3-4 of them jokers, so they didn't really use him up.
They're predicting Swift to be a first round pick. They would have had four. Now Nick Chubb should have been a fourth round pick, a first round pick. They had Chubb, Gurley, Sony Michel, and DeAndre Swift, who's there right now and is like being near leading the league in rushing.
And at the same time, the Badgers had Monte Ball, James White, and Melvin Gordon.
Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Taylor is a first year freshman, wasn't he?
He didn't see the field.
Didn't even see the field. And that dude might be the first running back taken this year's draft.
Right.
414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show. We'll catch a buzz next. But first, let's grab our boy Mike in the south side here. Mike, you're on the fan.
My guy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate you.
You sound a little depressed, Mike. You okay?
No, I didn't know if you guys would get me on, you know?
No, we always got you, buddy.
Sorry, man.
All right. Gary Leroy, great round table. Watch it twice.
Thank you.
Oh, 7 and 11 o'clock.
Well, my TV's only off 2 to 6. Well, you know why.
Yeah.
Well, you got to listen to the big show.
It's a big show on, you know.
Yep. That's
well, I love you, Mike.
You know, I don't think you guys will ever be on TV, so. But I like the radio format.
Yeah.
Now, I got a different spin on this.
Come on,
I was watching the Four Letter Network a little bit about the L.A. Lamb signing.
Yeah.
ESPN did a little thing about the Nationals in Philly.
Yeah.
With Bryce Harper, you know, they wouldn't give him the $375 million.
Right.
And I love that word relevant. Philly said, let's get relevant. We'll sign him. Well, we all know where that went. And then they showed all the guys the Nats signed. I think they got like five guys that maybe that Rendon too.
And Anthony Rendon's a free agent at the end of the year, yeah.
Yeah.
They're in the World Series.
Yeah.
So these trades can go, you know, either way.
Made me very happy to see the Cardinals lose.
Appreciate
the even happier to see the Cardinals get swept. Yeah.
They got dogged.
Well, I think Mike
Bryce
is saying,
Harper
though, too,
watches.
Right. And that's what Mike is saying. You know, instead of paying Bryce all that money, you were able to maybe go and get a couple other jokers instead of the one guy.
I think let's also not act like the Nationals are crying broke. They also broke the bank and gave Patrick Corbin the highest free agent contract anybody's ever given a starting pitcher.
You could do that for one or two guys, but not three.
Corbin ain't making money that Harper was going to make.
Right, he's making like 160, and now they're talking about Garrett Cole making Bryce Harper money, which is just going to be absolutely
but
crazy.
But see, now in this sense, it works.
Oh, for sure it
did. Especially if they can win it all. Because if you're going to do it the way, because really when they went and got Harper, they thought he was going to be a part of all this. Don't tell me they didn't think he wasn't going
to. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Mike Schilt also didn't think that he was going to have to eat these words, but he did last night.
What I loved about this series is we played the game right. We played the game right. We started, we finished. Yeah. And that's how we roll. We don't start, but don't us ever, ever. All right? Now, I don't give a we play. We're
going to
take it right to him.
Yeah. Let's go! Yeah, no. Actually, Coach, you got yours kicked. That's what happened. You
That's
got
crazy.
Yours kicked.
Tough guy.
It was awesome. I loved every single second of it.
You tough guy.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the buff.
Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day. Well, one of them could be my man Joe Maddon. Getting himself a new job. 3-year deal with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
They got issues there, though.
They got big-time issues. Big-time issues.
I don't know if I would have taken that job. They got the DEA and all these people investigating them.
Do they have Mike Trout?
This could be a mess.
They do have Mike Trout.
This could be a mess,
bro. That's why
they still have Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I'm going to have
and a huge payroll.
Best player in baseball. That's why I'm going there.
Well, no. But they got this case going on now.
Ain't nothing he can do about that. You know,
right, but that's the stuff that messed up your locker room that you ain't got nothing to do about.
Yeah, That's
what I'm saying.
I'll say this, though. Joe Maddon, if anybody in baseball can do it, I think Joe Maddon can stabilize it.
Yeah.
Also, Marlo Joe goes out to Los Angeles. He's been with it. He was with the Angels organization for 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
He was there with Mike Socha when they won the World Series.
Why is he named after alcohol?
Because he's a big wine connoisseur.
Oh.
So that's why I call him Marlo Joe. And it's also just a...
Just like my guy Steve Paddock is a bourbon connoisseur.
Yes. Also, his old boss, Theo Epstein, talk about some buzz of the day. This is interesting. Theo Epstein being sued for $51,000.
For what?
You talk about Biscuit possibly having some issues, maybe keeping regular.
Yeah.
Apparently, Theo Epstein's dog has a problem peeing on the floor. He is being sued in a civil suit for about $50,000 for damages back from 2015 when he rented a house for spring training and they needed to clean the carpet. But wait, this is how it even gets better. Theo Epstein apparently made a joke back in 2017 on a during a press conference or something.
Yeah.
Talking about, well, I can't even get my dog to stop peeing on the carpet, so I don't know exactly how this is happening. They took that soundbite and said, oh, that's how we have pee all over this carpet of the house that you rented 2 years ago.
Oh, buddy. Well, you got to put the little pee-pee pad down. Theo.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or Theo Epstein.
You use the pee-pee
nice
pad
little,
for, what's your one name?
Biscuit.
Biscuit.
Yeah, he will not deviate. He know better.
You do a...
if I can get my kids to mind me more than him, I'd be good.
Can Maddie go on a pee-pee
man,
pad?
Man, Maddie had grown-ass man poops, cuz.
No.
Here we
She's
go
a
again.
Woman. Huh? She's a lady.
Maddie needs a whole lake.
Maddie ain't mess around, cause
she likes to go outside.
And I'm hoping right now, cause I've been dibbling dabbling with her, here the last couple of days. Been leaving her out last couple of days. She's been doing pretty good. So she's out today. But I'm kind of a little nervous about what I'm gonna go home to, cause I couldn't get.
What
her
you
to
mean
pool.
She's out? She comes in and out?
No. She's out in the house.
She's by herself.
Like not
no.
like in a little like
no,
room
she's
or like
kennel.
A kennel or anything.
Yeah, oh, she got an area. She'll
yeah,
be fine.
She's done real well. I mean, I come home and she's in a crate.
She happy to
the
see
the crate's
you.
Open, but she can just go in and out whatever.
Yeah, right.
But she's got the house to run. But today I couldn't get her to go poop before I left, so I'm a little nervous.
Oh no,
a little nervous. It's I'll text weird. You guys soon when I get home about 5 minutes. See what
you just hope it's hard, just not liquid.
Right, because if it's liquid and wet, you know that's.
Yeah.
You know, you got this thing, Leroy. I tell you what I bought. This thing called a Spot Bot.
What is that?
Steve, you need to get one of these.
You talking about
I got a carpet shampoo.
Vacuum cleaner that moves
No.
It's scared of those things.
No,
real
it's
good
called,
carpet shampoo.
No, it's a
nice.
Shampooer, though, but it's called Spot Bot.
Oh, I got you.
About like this big around, Steve.
Bot,
right?
Like.
And all you got to clean it up. You got to clean the poop up. But all you got to do is just take the Spot Bot, put it right where it was.
Nice.
And it's got all the chemicals and everything. It just sucks everything up. Then you don't have to.
Right. Don't have to call.
So it works on carpet?
Huh?
It works on carpet?
Yes.
Well, somebody please hit this hum button, man.
Right. And it's got like bristles and brushes underneath.
How much?
Huh?
Can you just keep your hand
Google
on
it?
Go ahead and finish.
Google it, Mandela Spot Bot. It was by Bissell,
Spot
I think.
Bot. Yeah.
Okay. They got a lot of stuff.
Handle on it.
Nice. How much, though?
Not it's very inexpensive.
That means $100.
No.
Less than 50.
Right.
Yeah, Steve, you gotta clean it up, but then you just put it right on the spot, right?
Right.
And it
does the whole thing.
Like two, three, four, 5 minutes.
I'm seeing $149.
Okay,
oh my!
Maybe it's
I thought you said it was less than 50, man.
It's the Spot Bot, cuz by Bissell.
Unless they got two different.
Bissell. Yeah, a whole.
Maybe
new
they got a smaller one
for that much,
huh?
Maybe they have it. Mandela, you gonna?
Oh, it's
thank
about,
you.
About this long, Billy.
Is it
about this long?
But is it a...
Yeah, it looks tiny, though.
Yeah.
It's smaller,
maybe
yeah.
they have a smaller and a big one. And you got the smaller one.
No.
Spot Bot Deep Pet Cleaner.
Yep.
Try it out today.
What it is. Pet Cleaner cup.
You can buy a definitely beat-up one on eBay, but you want to go get a real one.
If
you
got
$149.
A pet, you got a pet, it's a must-have.
Finn goes outside, right?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
But they all make mistakes, Leroy.
That dog gets mad.
Yeah.
Man, they all make mistakes.
I'm lucky. Here. No, I don't. We don't do that.
Say?
About $150. I checked on Amazon too.
Oh,
good looking unit though.
Biscuit don't make mistakes. He's a grown man. He stay on his pad.
Did
and
you say
I come
Biscuit
home.
Is a grown man.
Yeah, he
Biscuit.
Ain't making.
Well, now you know Biscuit chased out a Doberman Pinscher almost bit Leroy that one
no,
time.
No, it was a stray dog. Wasn't a Doberman.
Doberman.
Ha 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 ha
your mics so I can talk. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? A company that's been in business for over 27 years. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing. They're currently looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company this is to work for. Now go and apply online, JUNGExpress.com. All right, so what do we want to talk about today? Sales or dispatch? How about we talk about sales today? A couple of things they're looking for. You have to be willing to prospect new business via phone, email, and social selling. Reliable transportation. Need a high school diploma or equivalent. Outside sales experience is preferred, but not required. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. Now, what do you get? They hire you on as a salesperson. 40-hour work week. Salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests. Generous mileage reimbursement. Expense account, health insurance, 401k. I'll need that. Company that cares about you as an individual. Plus a cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by Young Express. So, whichever one fits your passion, whether it be dispatch or sales, apply today at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winker, 8:35, they'll get your fantasy questions answered by Kevin Payne. They'll also talk to Mike Clemens. And tomorrow night, it's the Bud Light Huddle back on the road at 6 o'clock with Tom Pippins, the legendary TV sports anchor, and Bill Michaels at Joe Mama's Bar and Grill in Colgate tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on the Fan. Told you Steve's boy, Brett Bielema, was back at it. We'll explain next when he's Big Show on the Fan.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on the Fan. Let me tell you about Sight and Sound Solutions. They've got a great, great deal for it. Nice combo. AT&T and DirecTV, TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. Because that's what my guy Al does. Gives you great deals. Get the choice package from DirecTV, which includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch your favorite basketball team play. NFL Sunday tickets still free at no additional charge for the rest of the year. And $200 in Visa cards, good wherever Visa is accepted. You don't have to use it for AT&T. You don't have to use it for DirecTV. Wherever it's accepted, you can use it. You can get it for groceries, whatever. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions, my guys, can offer you a UVars bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number? Talk to the local guy that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years. That's my guy Al, who I've been working with for several years at Sight and Sound Solutions. I won't go anywhere else. Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Customer service unmatched. Call them today, 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket. I'm Andrew Nucci. Season prevailing rate. Let's get surprised by the season. Second international games include remote access. Won't give a time. Discharge may apply. Call for details.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey. Just touchdown in L.A. I know what's up. About to get these bags and excited to get to work and do my thing.
That's Jalen Ramsey. He just said, just touchdown, ready to get these bands, ready to get to work out in Los Angeles. Leroy, that's your Florida State boy.
I'm happy for him.
That's good. Glad he's in a place now that he believes that he can play, because that mysterious back injury was frustrating. I like seeing good players play football.
Smell of Antonio Brown here not being satisfied. So don't do that, Jalen. Go there, be a good guy, L.A.
Well,
you can have all the swagger you want, and just get your money.
Let's talk about somebody.
Play and get your money.
Somebody else that's not satisfied. Defensive end Michael Bennett has been suspended for this week's game out in New England. He was not present at Tuesday's practice. Mm. Suspended for conduct detrimental to the team.
Ooh, that's what
I suspension
pay.
Is a result of a disagreement.
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 Oh,
sorry,
I'm calling
I mispronounced
the union.
That. A disagreement between Michael Bennett.
Disagreement? You can't. No, I'm calling the
Hold
union.
Hold on, man. Just let me finish. Go ahead.
Between Michael Bennett, defensive end for the New England Patriots, and his defensive line coach, Brett Bielema. It happened last Friday.
Get your back.
It was witnessed by some players, according to one source.
That's deep, boy.
Bennett quoted this to ESPN on Friday. I had a philosophical disagreement with my position coach that led to my suspension. I apologize to my teammates for any distraction that I may have caused.
Yeah, I'm calling it.
I just want to know if he laid hands on Bielema. That's all I want to
know. No, he ain't going to do that.
Well, you would have known.
Because if you do that, you suspend it. That's not detrimental. You
did he get suspended?
He's suspended for this week's game.
He is suspended.
You're missing the point.
You're saying suspended for longer than one game.
Yeah. You gone. If you hit anybody, your teammate or coaches, it's a wrap.
You got to let the arbitrator bring you back. You gone.
Yeah. I might have given him a raise.
But if they just having an argument, you can't suspend for that.
But apparently they did. This also, to feel like this is not the first situation that Michael Bennett has found himself with Brett Bielema.
Well,
stunned they don't see eye to eye.
I'm calling the union.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, if he did do something to Bielema, I'd give him a raise.
Poetic justice.
That's all I'm saying.
Steve's like, I'll give him a gift card. I'll buy you dinner.
Yeah, I'm not I'm not a big Michael Bennett fan, but that's too bad.
Too bad for Brett.
That's too bad.
He played 11 snaps in their game against the Giants.
I didn't know Brett Bielema was there.
Yeah, he's the defensive line coach.
He was supposed to be the coordinator.
He thought he was going to be the coordinator, yeah.
Good luck with that one, Brett. Our thanks to Ryan Wood for joining us. Also, Michael Lombardi, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. If you missed that, utilize the new Rewind feature on the Radio.com app and check it out. Starting up tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., Chuck and Winkler. Keep it right here. You got 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.